certainly on the economy side, I think the consumers are seeing where the RBA is holding the cash rate. I mean, it's 27 months in a row that the cash rate's been held. So it's been the same as it has been since mid-2016. So that always gets a lot of info and a lot of press in regards to those decisions. But consumers are then starting to see things like interest rate rises going up on their individual home loans. So where there's a decision made at a much higher level, it's not sort of filtering down to a consumer that may be paying a housing loan off, where they're seeing out-of-cycle interest rate rises from the various banks and building societies.
How are people treating their own personal finances because of the events of this year, such as the leadership spill?
It goes to the confidence factor. They're seeing that disruption in the political arena, and it really makes it hard for somebody to make a decision with any surety moving forward. When we're seeing housing prices come off in the Sydney and Melbourne markets for the first time in a long time. And I think some of that disruption in that political arena is really starting to impact people's confidence in making decisions in long-term type investments and property purchases.
Is there an event where the effect has a direct correlation to the cause?
I think certainly coming back to the interest rate rises and that poor consumer confidence, people are trying to put more money aside and make more frugal decisions in regards to their personal finances because they really are unsure of where they're going to go and what's going to happen moving forward. So certainly some decisions that have impacted are certainly the interest rate rises. I think the leadership spills and the uncertainty in the American market, American political scene, where we've just come out of the midterms and there hasn't been really a good point to any stability there. Again, people are concerned about what's going to happen with the economy moving forward. So are probably not spending as much, which is then impacting various factors for consumer sentiment and those type of things.
Do events happening overseas affect the finance here in Australia?
Yes, certainly. I think the American landscape certainly does to a large extent. They see the unrest that is in that country. Brexit to some extent, although as we've seen in the last few days, Brexit is starting to drag out, although a decision is probably imminent and there was some movement on that overnight. I think people see those type of things and then see some of the local political changes and then get concerned in regards to how stable the economies are in probably our biggest partners in England and America. The confidence in Donald Trump obviously is quite polarising, so people get concerned in regards to those type of things and it then impacts what they need to do and how they make decisions locally.
What can be done to improve consumer confidence in politics?
Yeah, it's a really tricky one, Matt. I think stability is the only thing that's going to help consumers in our country make a decision with some confidence moving forward. Until we see that, and we're about to go into an election year, so that may not happen for another 6 months. So it's going to be tough going for people to have any confidence at all in the political arena, and it really does depend on what happens in the election next year. If the incumbent government gets returned, maybe that'll give us a little bit more stability moving forward for a little while, but also with the number of leadership spills and that type of unrest we see, it is very difficult for people to even feel confident about where they're travelling with their own personal finances. The big thing for me is that people should always, whenever anything happens or whenever they get anything like an out-of-cycle interest rate rise or any type of bill, it's important that they compare and have a look at the market and it's important that they take a little bit of time to see if they're getting the best possible deal, and that's what we're here to do.
When it comes to instability in finances and personal finances, how would this affect the macroeconomic area?
There's decisions being made on a macro level in regards to overseas investments, certainly in Sydney and in Melbourne, where our biggest markets lay. So those type of decisions are being made, which might be made in regards to a general percentage of overseas investment being allowed, but it also affects the local markets where people may be trying to buy and sell a house and there may not be as many people in that market now that are looking to purchase at any one time.